Louise McSherry
on 2FM.
I am always excited about how to be an adult, because if you are a regular listener, you know that this slot is all about talking about the things that maybe we just don't talk about, or the things that you feel like everyone else seems to have picked up as they went along, but you just somehow missed that day in adult school, or it's something that you're just even maybe a little bit afraid to ask about. And today we're going to talk about feet. Yes, I know some people feel weird about them. I don't really get that, but we all have them. But sometimes they can cause you a problem. And often it's only when they cause you a problem that you realise you don't know what to do about it. So today we are joined by SCPI registered podiatrist with Spectrum Health, Kiva Russell, and she is going to school us on all things feet. Hello, Kiva.
Hello, Louise. How are you? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. So, Kiva, full disclosure, I went to see you a couple of weeks ago and I talked about it on the show. I talked about the fact that I was going, because it was one of those things I'd been putting off for a long time. And I feel like, is that a situation with a lot of people, that they put off dealing with their feet until they kind of reach desperation?
Absolutely. There is such a stigma amongst Irish people that we just don't want to talk about our feet. We think they're absolutely manky. And I don't know why that is. If there was a problem with our eye or our finger or our tummy, we have no problem going to the optician or the GP. Mm. But when it comes to our feet, we just want to hide them away. And once they're in a pair of shoes or a pair of wellies or anything like that, they're out of sight, out of mind. And we're great for letting that if we have a pain or something bothering us, oh, sure, it'll be fine, it'll go away. It'll go away with time, but sometimes that's not always the case, and it's just better to go and get it checked out and to give yourself the peace of mind that there's nothing more sinister going on in the background.
Well, before we move on, tell me a little bit about, first of all, about podiatry, so that people fully understand what it is and so why they would see you, and then secondly, how you came to podiatry.
Okay, so what is a podiatrist? Well, we're the people who look at feet all day, essentially. We're trained registered professionals who are trained to look at abnormalities that affect the feet and the lower legs. And what we try to do day in, day out in clinic is to prevent and treat pain and any issues that may occur, and to keep people moving, to keep them active and mobile as much as possible and for as long as possible, and to try treat any infection that may be there. How did I get into podiatry? Good question. It wasn't something that I grew up wanting to do. I don't think I've come across a podiatrist who wants to grew up wanting to work with feet.
Well, that's why I asked, because I can't see, like, you know, a 10-year-old saying, I want to be a podiatrist.
Absolutely. So I literally fell into it. I had an injury of my own and I was attending physio and they referred me to a podiatrist, and I hadn't a clue, through ignorance of my own, what a podiatrist was. And I went along, and thankfully that's when it changed my life. Number one, for rehab for my injury, and also number two, for my career path. And that's why I'm talking to you today, Louise.
And, you know, why do you think people have this thing about feet being gross?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just, we have this fear that we don't want to talk to them. And I see it at the moment that it's coming into summertime and people are getting their feet out into sandals and they just think this is the worst in the world. And, oh, gosh, I have to get my fungal toenails out now. And it was on the back of my mind to go and get it sorted in September, and they haven't. Mm. And they think that because they have a fungal toenail that they're unclean or they're unhealthy. Mm. And that's not always the case. And it's always good, for example, with a fungal toenail, to come in and get it checked out, because it might look like a fungal toenail to you, but sometimes it might not be. And that's what we're trained to do, is to recognise that when it is a fungal toenail, or if there is something more going on there, and if we need kind of further investigation or anything like this.
So first of all, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, if you have a foot question, Kiva will answer questions. So you can send it in to us, 51552, if it's about a toenail or a pain or whatever it is with your feet. 51552 is the number to text. You can email us as well, louise@rte.ie. But Kiva, I'm interested to know, because I think a lot of people, like, podiatry appointments are kind of commonplace, I feel like, for older people. But younger people, it's not such a common thing. But what are some of the problems that younger people might experience that they might not realize they could get help for with a podiatrist?
Absolutely. It's actually great that you you rose awareness of your own issue, because self-awareness over COVID has really increased, and you're an example of that. And a lot of younger people are more aware of their health. And one example that I see in clinic is, for example, when young people come in and they say, oh, my mum or dad has a bunion, and I see how it is affecting them now, and it's painful for when they go for a walk or a run, and I don't want that happening to me. Can I do anything for it now? And it's brilliant, because yes, you can do it. If you catch, for example, if there is a history of a bunion in the family, you can catch it early, and we can help with maybe a pair of orthotics or footwear advice, or maybe a strengthening program. And that can prevent further issues down the line. So if you catch something early on, it's a lot better down the line. So it is.
And so it could be anything. It could be your nails. It could be, as you mentioned, a fungal nail there. Can you just explain exactly what that is?
What a fungal nail? A fungal nail is caused by a fungus. And there's a couple of different fungi that can cause a fungal toenail. And it causes discoloration in the toenail. Sometimes it's not the prettiest thing to look at, and it can spread over the toenails. But if caught early, and treated early, you can prevent it from spreading. When you just say toenails as well, ingrown toenails is a really, really common thing that we see in clinic too. And if caught early again, it's brilliant. You can prevent antibiotics or anything like that from the GP.
And where do people pick up fungus?
Fungal toenail infection.
Yeah.
You can pick it up very commonly. Sometimes you can pick it up when trying on shoes if you don't have a pop sock or something like that on, in a gym on a floor ground or anything like that. Or quite commonly if you have an athlete's foot infection on the skin. Sometimes a fungal toenail infection can go hand in hand with that. So that's why it's important to come to a podiatrist also, because there might be something else that's causing the fungal toenail infection, or either an underlying health condition. Such as the thyroid problem or something like that. So that's why it's quite important to have that chat with your registered podiatrist about that.
And is there any kind of common mistake that you see people making that could be easily rectified in terms of their foot health?
Absolutely. Picking their toenails. Okay. Ireland, we are a nation of pickers. And sometimes when you pick the toenail, it can leave a little spike in the nail, and sometimes that can pierce the skin, and that might cause an infection. And then with that, there's an embarrassment about going to seek help about it, because they go, oh gosh, people, if I go and seek help, they'll know that I've picked it. But it doesn't matter. If you get it early on, the relief that it will give you is really, really instant. And you can prevent an antibiotic as well, because nobody wants to be taking extra tablets like that. And so that's probably one of the most common ones, is picking toenails and not cutting them correctly, kind of going down the side of the nail instead of cutting or filing them straight across.
Okay, so that's what we should be doing. So no picking, cutting and filing straight across, no cutting down the sides.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I can see already that there are questions coming in about footwear, so we'll get on to that in a few minutes. If you have a question for Kiva, she is a SCPI registered podiatrist, so she's answering foot questions today. This is your chance. If you're a little bit embarrassed, we're trying to get rid of that embarrassment, but if you are a little bit embarrassed, you can ask your question today via text. 51552 is the number to text, and we will be back with Kiva and some music from Kojak right after this.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
Oh, I love that. Kojak and Townsdead on 2FM, sampling Girl Band there, another great Irish band. And we are in the middle of How to Be an Adult. Today we are talking about feet with SCPI registered podiatrist with Spectrum Health, Kiva Russell. Hello, Kiva.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready for some questions?
Oh, I hope I'm ready.
Okay. The first one says, hi, Kiva and Louise. Thanks for this topic. I have quite long toes and small, narrow feet. Because of this, the last three toes on one foot are a bit bent in together. No pain or issues, but I don't like the way it looks in sandals. Any advice? I have tried a toe separator, but as it's the smaller toes, it's hard to fit.
Okay, so with that, first of all, I'd have a look at your footwear to make sure that it is fitting correctly. It has to fit correctly lengthways, but also widthways. If you have a narrow foot and the shoe is too wide, sometimes the foot can slip a little bit in the shoe. And then what happens is that the little toes might have to curl on a bit, like kind of bird's feet, when they're kind of on the grass or anything, they have to curl up to actually keep your foot in the shoe. So that's the first thing that I would have a look at. And I'd also go along to your registered podiatrist and have a look and see if there's any strengthening exercises that they can give you for kind of some of the structures on the top of the foot that might be able to help you with that.
Wow, I totally assumed you were just going to be like, that's just feet. I didn't think there would be an answer for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're a little bit more complicated then.
Okay. The next question, and I feel like this could be my husband. I wear the same runners every day. Is that bad for my feet?
Yes and no. It depends what the runners are. Go along and have a chat with your podiatrist about a good runner. I always explain shoes and runners like a pair of glasses. Not every pair of glasses suits everybody. So not every runner is going to suit every foot type, and every foot type is different. So see if the runner is suiting your foot type first, and then it's okay to wear the same pair. But try and mix it up every day. That's good for the foot as well, to work some of the smaller muscles in the foot. That can be quite good too.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So obviously, so the ideal situation would be that you're varying your footwear.
Absolutely. Vary it a little bit. But obviously, if you're going for that long run or that long walk, make sure that your feet or your footwear is good quality and it's fitting your feet correctly.
Okay. Next one says, I get a lot of pain in both my heels in the morning straight out of bed. It usually goes after a few minutes of waking. Any idea what it might be going on?
It sounds like a very common issue at the moment. A condition called plantar fasciitis. It is a structure on the bottom of the foot that essentially acts as a shock absorber for the shock that we receive, that our body receives when we go for a walk. And sometimes, especially with COVID at the moment, we're seeing a lot of it in clinic. Patients' exercise has increased, so there's a lot more shock occurring to the body. So sometimes that structure can become really, really sore and inflamed. And at night time, that's when the body heals. So when you're sleeping, your body is healing and it's resting. And then when you step down first thing in the morning, you're stepping on that inflammation. That's what causes that initial pain. But again, go along to your registered podiatrist and have a chat about it, because sometimes it might not just be that. There could be something else going on or something that's causing it. There might be weak muscle or something. So have a chat again.
This person says, can I get something to wear at night? Okay, actually, before I ask you this, because I hear the word bunion a lot, but I don't actually know what a bunion is and how I would recognize if I had a bunion. So can you explain that first before I ask you the question?
Absolutely. A bunion is a deformity that affects the big toe joint on your foot. There's a very, very strong genetic connection. And what I mean by genetic connection is that if your mum or dad or a grandparent has it, there can be a link down that you might have it. So if there is a link in the family or family history of it, and you think you might have a bunion, go along and get it seen to. What can happen is that the big toe can kind of slightly move away from the second toe, and the joint might not work as it should, and that can increase, or that can cause problems down the line as well. So maybe a bit of knee pain as well, or a bit of hip pain. So that's essentially what a bunion is.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of questions here. One just says, any advice for bunions? And then the other person specifically asks if there's something to wear at night to stop it from worsening. So what's the advice there?
Okay, so what I would do is, again, go along and have a chat, because every foot is different, every bunion is different, and every case is different. So it's very specific to that person.
Sure.
So sometimes you might need a bit of strengthening work. Sometimes you might need a pair of orthotics. I always explain a bunion like a house. When you're building a house, essentially, you have the foundations of a house. If they're nice and level, the first floor will be level, the second floor will be level, and the roof will be level. But if one of the foundations dips ever so slightly, that will have a knock-on effect on the body. So if you have a pair of orthotics for a bunion, it's a lot more beneficial long-term than what we call a bunion splint that you can wear at night time.
Okay. And finally, hi, my 12-year-old dropped a heavy wooden breadboard on his big toe. It landed right on the base of the nail where the cuticle is. It's a little red around the cuticle. Will he lose the nail? And what do we do now?
okay, oh, that sounds quite sore.
Yeah.
So it does. So
oh my God, why is it so sore when you hurt your toes? Like, it's excruciating.
Especially the big toe. There's plenty of nerves in and around the structure, so it can be really, really sensitive. Mm. But number one, make sure that there's no active infection there. If there's that rip-roaring red kind of colour of a Coke can, red, there might be active infection and you might need a little antibiotic from the GP to settle it down or steep it in an antiseptic solution or a salt water bath, first of all. With that, will the nail fall off? It's hard to say. It quite possibly could. Sometimes with that, what I say is, and with any other kind of lump or bump or bruise or kind of discoloured spot on your foot, we all have smartphones now, and take a picture of it and make sure that that bruise goes away with time and that it doesn't change. And if it doesn't, then go along and get it checked out, because sometimes with that, you can get a bruise on the nail and you can get a little bleed. And what you're looking for is that grows out nicely as the nail grows, and there's a nice healthy nail growing in and behind it. If it sounded like a breadboard dropped in it, he might lose the nail, but it might not happen straight away. It might happen within a couple of weeks. It can be quite painful if a nail falls off, so go along and get it to your registered podiatrist and get it maybe cut slightly so it's not pulled off with a sock or anything like that.
Oh God, oh geez, that's very sore sounding. They do usually grow back though, don't they?
They do grow back. So they do. And now sometimes they might grow back a little bit thicker, so they can, because there has been a bit of trauma to the toenail, but that's okay. It's better than having no toenail there at all, and it's completely normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, look, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. That is Kiva Russell. She is an SCPI registered podiatrist with Spectrum Health. If you want to check out their services, spectrumfootclinics.ie is where you can go. Kiva, thank you so much.
Louise, thank you for starting this conversation about feet in Ireland. It's fantastic.
You're so welcome. Thanks a million. Thanks, Kiva. Bye-bye.
Take care, Louise. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go. So just, I don't know, did I say why I had to go in the first place? Don't worry, I won't get into specifics. I know we're all horrified. But chemotherapy can really impact your toenails because it attacks all of the fast-growing cells. So like some of the, there's a fair few unexpected side effects of the life-saving poison that is chemotherapy, and one of the ones for me is apparently a lasting impact on my toenails, but I'm alive, so like I'll take it, you know what I mean? But if you're someone who has experienced chemotherapy or is experiencing it, or you have a loved one who is, you know, that's normal. It's normal if you see a change in your nails, but a podiatrist can definitely help you, and I wish I had gone 5 years ago.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.